thank him enough. We cannot thank him enough. Him alone is worthy to be praised. Him alone is worthy to be exalted. Him alone is worthy to be lifted high. There is no one like him. There is no one like Jehovah. Father, we thank you once again. We bless your holy name. Our souls magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, for the manifestation of your power. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Breathe upon your word afresh, Lord. The word for the season, reveal it unto us today. In the name of Jesus. Mama Shitaya Gada. Endo Sotoria Liga Baba Bahatosie Kerende Lebo Hotosia. Thank you. Thank you. Oh la baba baba hato soto brede le ketezia. Liza hahamara hositerende lebo hosoto yelia. Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, Lord. We yield unto you. Every path that you lead us into, we shall follow. And we know that your name shall be glorified. Thank you for greater dimension of the testimonies of divine enlightenment. Thank you, Lord, for establishing our dominion. Oh, thank you for the Rehoboth experience. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. I welcome us once again into his presence today. It is our hope and it is our expectation that his plan and purpose for our lives and families shall come to pass expressly in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We started the series that we have been looking at since the beginning of the month. I think this is the third in the series. The Holy Spirit, our link to our glorious destiny. And I thank God, you know, every time God wants to speak to us, wants to emphasize something, he always gives us testimonies or something in line with that expectation. I thank God for the testimony that our brother shared, you know. If not for the leading of the Holy Spirit, there's no way you would have been able to plug into that testimony. Absolutely impossible, because the Bible says it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. The power of man cannot get for you that kind of testimony. Because if you look at it from the circumstance, I mean from the physical realm or from the happenings around, there is no way you could have developed faith to believe, I mean, to pursue that kind of thing. Because but by looking at the facts on ground, the language skill, the years of experience, and many other things, even if they tell you, you will say, no, let's dream of something else. But when God says yes, nobody can say no. When Jehovah says yes, nobody can say no. I say when God says yes, nobody can say no. Yes. God has said yes for your glory. Amen. God is saying yes for your upliftment. Amen. It shall be so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter the gang up from the pit of hell to stop you, they will continue to fail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bible said they shall gather, but not by me, saith the Lord of hosts. Saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is talking about the captain or the warrior. It means that there may be roadblocks, there may be challenges, there may be hurdles to scale, but the Lord of hosts will arise, he will remove the hurdles, he will crush the barrier, and you will get your destination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And just in line with what we have been saying, that no man has the capacity to fulfill destiny in this kingdom without the Holy Spirit. It is absolutely impossible. It's a mirage. You know what's called mirage? It's not real. It's not possible. Anytime a nation says we are shutting our doors against God Almighty, they are shutting their doors against their source of help. Anytime an entity, being a person, says, "Oh no, we don't want to do, we don't want to have anything to do again with God," they are shutting gates against their only source of help, the only genuine help that be. It's my prayer that no devil will succeed in deceiving you to take a step that will quench the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because when God withdraws from anything, it dies. And like we said last week, especially if you have time, please go and listen to that message again. It's a foundation, it helps us. That not even Jesus was able to fulfill his destiny without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because, you know, religion has taught us to say, you know, oh, but Jesus is God. Yes, he's God. But majority of the things that he did it as Son of Man. Thank you, Jesus. And remember that we looked at that even his birth, it was by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary. Mary asked the angel that came and said, how can this be? Because I knew no man. And he said, do not worry. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And that thing that was not possible was made possible by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we also said that even though he was conceived, he was born by the Spirit, he remained as ordinary carpenter. He could not do anything until the age of 30 when he went for the baptism. Hallelujah. And Bible said that as he was baptized, he was praying, the heaven opened and the Holy Spirit came upon him as like a dove. And from then, he was empowered. And from there, you see that the Bible said that his fame was noise abroad. So he couldn't do anything. He remained as a carpenter's son without the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we said that this week we want to look at the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of believers. We have looked at the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus, that everything he did was by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Remember that right from his birth to everything he did, thank you, Jesus, at his birth, at his naming ceremony, at his baptism, his temptation, even when he died, it was the Holy Spirit that quickened him, that raised him up. Without the Holy Spirit, he would have been buried forever. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because if we look at it from the common sense, when you beat somebody to the extent that every skin in his back was removed, you force him to carry a cross. You took him to a high mountain, you crucified him, and he actually died. Because the Bible made us understand that when the soldiers came to check, because the following day was supposed to be a special day in Israel, hallelujah to Jesus, and they were not supposed to have dead bodies around, so they're supposed to quickly kill them and bury them. And they came to test whether they were dead. And they put the sword in his side. What happened? It was only water, because he already poured all the blood at me. Hallelujah. So he actually died. But for someone to have gone through that trauma, both physically and emotionally, to die and be buried, and then to wake up on the third day, he's supposed to still be in coma. Did you get it? Even if you wake up, they are supposed to be asking him, does it okay? Open your mouth small so that you can take this akamu. Hello? I mean, you have seen people that pass through physical injury, especially auto crash. You know, we know that no matter how strong you are, the following day especially is when you feel the pain more, isn't it? You know, do you agree with me? So for somebody to have been able to walk on the third day to the extent that even when they saw him, they couldn't recognize him, it must have been something supernatural, something special. So it was the Holy Spirit that quickened him, that raised him from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. That was what you are trying to let us know. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the Word of God. To be double sure, to confirm this, Acts chapter 10. You remember, we're not going to read the whole Acts chapter 10, but remember that it was the time when the gospel was first preached to the Gentiles. How God spoke to Peter, and Peter was hungry. You know, Bible says he was praying and he was hungry, and he asked them to fix some food for him. Maybe he was waiting for some rice or some salad. And but while waiting for that one, definitely he wasn't fasting because he asked them to give them food. I mean, to give him food. But while he was waiting for that, suddenly he fell into a trance. And from heaven, a plate came containing all manner of animal. And said, oh, you know, he was hungry before. You know, that's why believers have told us, don't just think that, especially when you have dreams or when God reveals things, you don't just say, oh, it was because of I worked too much today. My body is strong. That's why I didn't. No. A lot of time, God is passing information. So don't just trash it and say no. Even if it is negative, rebuke it instantly and refuse to accept it. Because Peter will have said, no, I already asked them to come and organize food for me. And so when this one came, so because I was too much I was too much hungry. You know, that just like we say that when somebody drinks Gary and you have a dream that you are swimming in a river because of the Gary, it's not always so, especially for children of God. Hallelujah. Peter would have said, because I was too much hungry. That was why God showed me a vision. No, God was passing a very important message. And that vision came and said, in that plate contained all manner of animals. And you know, in Israel, they are kind of animal that God said they should not eat. And God said, kill this one and eat it. I said, eat what? No, I can't eat this one, God. But to cut long story short, God told him to eat it and say, but he said, no, this thing is not clean. I can't eat it. It's not clean. But God said, whatever I've made clean, don't call it unclean. But you remember that the same Spirit of God revealed a dream to Cornelius, a Gentile, and he told him that he said, God has heard your prayer. You have been praying, you have been giving alms. So he was involved in sowing seed and praying. But God said, no, go still call for somebody to go come and show you what you're supposed to do. Even though you are giving alms, you are praying, but you know he wasn't born again at that time. And so he said, all the things that you are giving is a waste. You have to stand on a good platform. But what I'm trying to say is that, and so God connected him and Cornelius and Peter. Now, let's go to verse 34. Sorry, let's start from verse 34. So God told him that somebody will come and he will tell him what to do. And now Peter was there to tell him what to do. I want you to follow the story so that you understand that everything that Peter said there was not something that he just made up. It was the message that God wanted him to deliver. And what was the message? In verse 34. And now Peter teaches, he said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Say, God is no respecter of persons. Whether you are white, green, yellow, or whatever. You know, all these barrier walls that we are building between different ethnic groups. This is Hausa, this is Igbo, this is Kanuri, whatever. It's in our mind. It's not from God, sir. Amen. Hello? You know, I don't tell people, I say, let me digress a little. When you find it difficult to live with Hausa man peacefully now, God, Bible said that Jesus was speaking, he said, I'm going to the heaven. He said, I'm going to prepare mansions for you. What if you get to heaven, your next to your mansion is Hausa man? Are you going to pack out? Hello? or you think that, okay, that particular tribe that you hated with passion, if the mansion that God built for you, are you going to say, okay, I want to go and live in bus quarters? No! Hallelujah. So God is not a respecter of persons. Don't ever look down on anybody because of his race or because of his age. It's not godly. It's satanic. So the Bible said that I perceive that God is not a respecter of persons. He said, but in every nation, say every nation. In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Now, verse 38. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How was God with him? Through his Holy Ghost. Hello? The Holy Ghost was the one that was working it out. No wonder, in book of Mark chapter 16, the last chapter, he said, after Jesus was taken up from them, what happened? Bible said that he went with them, confirming the word that they preached. With what? With signs and wonders. He said the Lord was with them. Remember, just a verse before, he said they were just looking at him and he was taken from their presence. So how can someone that was taken from their presence still be with them? Hello? It was through his Holy Spirit. Hello? So don't ever take lightly the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hello? The Holy Spirit is not just a force that is making you to speak in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. But it's deeper than that. Involve him in every area of your life. Involve him in every aspect of your life. Involve him in your career. Involve him as you are raising your children. Involve him in everything you do. Because you cannot fulfill destiny in this kingdom without the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Did you get that one now? So, the Bible said that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. The word power there is dunamis. That is the ability or the miracle working ability. Do you know that dominion is not possible without power? Hello? Thank God for what you saw in one of the African nations recently. Somebody thought that he was in control. But when those who were behind power, they came and said, no, they locked him up within one day. Hello? Because he had authority. Because he was still the president now. But you are only a president because you are the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Remove the armed forces from the president. He's just a toy. Hello? They were asking to kneel down. He's kneeling down. Oh, it's okay. They will do everything to him because he doesn't have power anymore. So, only a believer... As a believer, without the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you are a toy. You don't have power. Hello? Hallelujah. That's the secret. You know, even if you don't say anything until the end of this message anymore, if what you are able to achieve today is an unquenchable thirst for the Holy Spirit, it's enough, sir. Did you get it now? That every day you cry, Holy Spirit, I want more of you. Thank you, Jesus. Because you cannot fulfill destiny without him. Jesus could not do anything. Not that he didn't wish to, but he could not. He did not possess the capacity to do anything without the Holy Spirit, even though he was born by that same Spirit. You remember in Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Genesis 2 and in verse 7. He said, and the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground. You remember how he made man? That... The real man, the inner man, he didn't come from clay. Do you know that? Hello? Are you following it? It was his body that he molded from the clay. But the real man, the spirit man, came. It was the Spirit of God that gave birth to the real man, the spirit man. Hello? But that clay, that physical one, was just a bunch of dead thing that was on the floor. It did not have life. Until the Bible said, and he breathed into the nostril of that clay, isn't it? The breath of life or the spirit of life. And the man became a living soul. So man was dead. It was a dead log of wood and no life until the Spirit came. No wonder the Bible said that if you don't have the Spirit of life in you, you don't have a real life. Hello? No matter who you are, you are just a walking dead. You remember this, the one I shared with you many times, that when we were in school, somebody, you're a small boy, I wasn't born again then. He was preaching. I said, if you're not born again, you are dead, but you have to be buried. I said, this boy, I will beat you. I was so angry. I said, I wish I could organize boys to go and deal with that boy. But that boy kept on following me. You are dead. You are not born again. You are dead. You are not born again. Until what? Oh God. Jesus, I want you today. Hallelujah. You see, without the Holy Spirit, you are dead. That's the truth. Hello? The man was ordinary clay. What are we trying to talk about? Is that place value on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? The good thing is that in the school of the Holy Spirit, we don't graduate. We only change class. Hello? You will need him every day. More and more and more and more and more and more and more. Let even our children understand this one. That you have a real relationship with him. Ask him that, Holy Spirit, I want more of you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What are we talking about? We were able to see that everything that Jesus did, he did it by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Quickly, as I just round up, what are the basic things that the Holy Spirit, or the summary of it, that he does in our life? Number one is that he quickens our mortal body. The Holy Spirit quickens our mortal body. What does it mean to quicken? He gives life. Like we said in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, the Bible said he breathed the spirit, the breath of life into that clay. The same way, the Holy Spirit, he enlivens, he gives God's kind of life to our dead body. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, we were saved by the same Holy Spirit. He came to convict us. And when we said yes, he came into your dead body and zoom, he recreated your dead spirit and gave it life of God. And you say, you are born again now. Hello? But aside that, he also quickens our mortal body, our physical body. Makes it possible for us to bounce around with health and with strength. Hallelujah. That's why when you really understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we are supposed to be agile and strong. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:9. He said, but ye are not in the flesh. 8:9-12. He said, but in the spirit. Say, in the spirit. He said, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, is none of his. So, if the spirit of Christ is not in you, you are not of his. Hello? You can prophesy and jump and sing and pray. If you don't have the Holy Spirit of you in you, you are not of him. He said, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. He said, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Thank you, Lord. He said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, remember that he was the Holy Spirit that raised him up. So he came up, everything was intact, his body was fresh. In fact, the body was so fresh that to the extent that doubting Thomas couldn't see. He said, show me. He had to show where the hole was. Hallelujah. You know, if you have ordinary blade cut, how long does it take for it to disappear? You will put a boniki, put everything. It takes time to go. But this one, within 3 days, someone that they put a whole sword in his side, Abba, he still had to show them. Somebody that they put, did you watch the film? Do you know how long that nail is? We're not talking of pino. We're talking of a very solid nail. He still had to show them that, this is the place now. That to show you the level at which the Holy Spirit quickened his body. He jacked it up. He empowered that body. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Bible said, he walked around with them for 40 days. Hallelujah. Amen. With that body. If you beat somebody to that level, it will take some time. They will ask you to go for what's God has done. That thing that they do with the people that physiotherapy. Because they want you to, they say, you can't walk straight. Manage it now. Exercise. Carry this thing small. But within 3 days, I see the Holy Spirit quickening your bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every kind of diseases or weakness has been trying to put your body down. I decree the quickening power of the Holy Ghost upon you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, sir. Hello? Please, understand this one. Every time you feel any kind of weakness, Holy Spirit, this is your assignment. Quicken my mortal bodies. Empower me that I can be able to fulfill the assignment God has given unto me, because a dead body, a sickly body, cannot fulfill the assignment. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:18, he said, for Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, or jacked to life by the Spirit. He received life by the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit quickens our mortal body. Hallelujah. He quickened our body. You know, he gave our spirit life, he empowers our physical body, and also enriches our soul, our mind. Hello? So, when they are discussing about something and they say, hey, what shall we do? You just smile. That solution will just come to you like ordinary word. Hello? You know, what they call ordinary, I mean, special thing, will just become special, become ordinary to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They were talking, oh, what shall we do? How shall we preserve food? Joseph said, preserve food. Wasn't a big deal to him. He did it without sweat. Hallelujah. He wasn't a big deal to Daniel. You know, Daniel, he reigned and served 3 kings. These are not kings that like themselves. You know, normally when a regime is patronizing you, when they are the change of regime in any government, they normally drop all the aids and bring in their own. Not to talk of kings. You hardly see somebody serving the same king because they don't trust them. But this one, whether they like his face or not, doesn't make a difference. He was even a foreigner. He served 3 kings. And what did the king say? The king said, as much as there is excellent spirit in this one. Hello? There was excellent spirit in him. So they couldn't resist his wisdom. The Holy Spirit quickened his mind. And then remember that time, the Holy Spirit was not even living inside of them, because it was Old Testament. Now, the Holy Spirit is living in you. How can you be taking a foolish decision? May God pause the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Number two, the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. He guides us into all truth. Say all truth.
All truth.
You know, we are living in a world that is full of deception now. Even to buy things, you say, okay, Black Friday, Green Friday. A lot of the company will even make some fake things and quickly sell because they know everybody was in a hurry. Hello? Have you noticed that sometimes when you buy, say, you do say, because you don't have time to look at it, by the time you get home, you see some features and all there. Hello? But the Holy Spirit said, no, that one, don't buy it now. Buy this one. Go for this offer. I see the Holy Spirit leading you to the truth that will enthrone you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, the Spirit gives insight, inspirations, and revelation. He is our access into divine secrets. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't access it. You will just be reading the Bible as what? As ordinary book. That's why the Bible says that the letter killeth. It is the Spirit that gives life. That's why you see, somebody can be a professor of Christian religious knowledge and still not be born again. How can you read it from Genesis to Revelation and still not be born again? Because he was just operating at the realm of letters. Letter me ordinary story. Hello? But when you get access to the Holy Spirit, bam, it shows you. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 12. He said, Jesus was speaking to them. John 16:12. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Why? You know, as at that time, Jesus was not yet dead and buried and resurrected. So they were not yet born again, so to say. And they were not filled with the Holy Spirit. So he said, there are some things that if I tell you now, you will run. It was too deep for them. He said, He said, you can't bear them now. You can't handle them now. He said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it is the work of the Holy Spirit. You remember that we said that the Bible said that God was with them, confirming what? The word. Where there is no word, there is nothing the Holy Spirit for the Holy Spirit to confirm. Hello? The word is impotent without the Holy Spirit. Remember in the book of Genesis, until God said, you know, Bible said in the beginning everything was void and there was nothing there. It said in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form. It was shapeless and void. Hallelujah.
Every time I read this shapeless, makes me laugh, because one of our friends, then when we were growing up, he took some bottles of beer and he said, everything is shapeless. So we started calling him Mr. Shapeless. Thank you, Jesus. So it was completely empty, but nothing happened. He said, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Why was he moving upon the face of the waters? He couldn't act. Why? You see the reason. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The Holy Spirit could not swing into action to create the light because he was waiting for the word to come first. Hello? Until the word is declared. That's why, don't not just speak anyhow word. Speak what the Holy Spirit. You remember one of the prayer points that I sent to us during the week? When he says that, teach us to speak what? Faith, word of faith. No, so I won't quake the Holy Spirit. Why? He said, watch your mouth. So that you will not speak what? Something that's not godly. Because when you speak it, there is nothing for the Holy Spirit to confirm. He said, then you will quench the Spirit. Hello? That's why the Bible said that God was with them, confirming the word. With what? With signs and wonders. Because as word is being preached, you remember the prayer point we said, anything that will hinder the preaching of the word of faith, we come against it. Because without the word being preached, there is nothing for the Holy Spirit to confirm. The word has to be there. Hello? The word has to be there. The living word, the word that became flesh, could not do anything until the Spirit came upon him. You remember that Jesus is the Word, isn't it? The Bible said in the book of John, he said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 12, he said, the Word became flesh. So Jesus was the Word of God that became flesh. But that same Word could not do anything until the Spirit came upon him. That's why that scripture we read in Acts chapter 8 and verse 10:38, he said, Jesus went about doing good work because he was anointed with power and the Holy Ghost. You can substitute it this way, that the word could not do anything until he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Did you get it now? So the word has to precede the Spirit. And that's why the Holy Spirit will guide you into the truth. He will guide you the word to speak for that miracle to come. He will guide you the word to declare for that child to be restored. He will guide you the word to speak to take delivery of your expectation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do you get it now? So, he guides us into all truth. Thank you, Jesus. If you read the book of Job, you see that it is there as well. Job 32 and verse 8. He said, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. It is the Spirit that tears you. Thank you, Jesus. Number 3, the Holy Spirit shows us things to come. Say things to come. We don't know everything. We know in part and prophesy in part. But the Holy Spirit shows us things to come. He shows us things so that when it is revealed unto us, we'll be able to package ourselves and to fall in line. Hallelujah to Jesus. For example, if God is telling you that promotion is coming and doesn't look like it, if it didn't reveal to you before, you will start using your mouth to tear it down and say, it's not possible. I'm so limited. In fact, my level of education cannot handle this. And as long as you continue saying that, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. He won't be able to confirm it because he will not confirm the word that he has not sent. Hello?
and then you will open the door for what? For demons to go and manipulate that boss and say, ah, yes, it's true. He starts showing the weak side, with your weak point, the wrong side of you, and say, ah, look at him, truly, he can do it. Put it down. Hello? But when the Holy Spirit reveals to you what is coming, you start speaking in line with that. You will not compromise, even though it doesn't look like it. God said he's giving you a miracle, but it doesn't look like it. But you keep on speaking concerning it. Hallelujah to Jesus. God said, okay, that baby is coming. He said, oh, yes, I receive it. But by the time sometimes you go to the hospital and say, ah, at the end of the month, you look as if, ah, everything again. I know. I'm even getting old. You see, by the time you speak the word of life, the spirit of life is swing into action. Thank you, Jesus. Reference for 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. He shows us things to come. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. He said, eyes has not seen, nor ears heard, neither has he entered into the heart of men, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. Hello? Because when it is revealed, you know, Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If it is revealed for it to you, you will have faith for it. When you have faith for it, then you will be connected to the power of God to flow. Did you get it now? Thank you, Jesus. What else does the Holy Spirit does for us as believers? He reproves of sin. Hallelujah. When you take wrong steps, especially the word, in John 16 and verse 8, he said, and when he is come, Jesus speaking, said, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So he's the one that has the ability to walk with you and show you. Ordinary man, you want to give an excuse and say, ah, it's not true. I didn't do it. It's not true. But see, the Holy Spirit gets hold of you and reveals and reproves you of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Number 5, quickly, he testifies of Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit that testifies of Jesus unto us. John 15:26. The Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. He said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. And that's why we understand that the Holy Spirit will never tell you anything that is not in line with the word of God. That's why I kept on telling people today, I said, okay, thank God for the celebration of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the gift. Thank God for, in fact, sometimes Holy Spirit gets off hold of you and make you to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And like, yes, thank God for all those manifestations. But anything that is not in line with the word, please don't take it. Hallelujah. I didn't see a place in the world where he said, go and be eating grass, for example. Hello? I say, okay, well, you eat grass. That must be grass. Well, he said in Psalm 23, he restored my soul, leads me beside the what? The still waters. But that's not the kind of the grass that I said you should go and eat. Hallelujah. Amen. No. He said, if you read Psalm 23, he said, he leads them beside the still waters. But not that kind of thing. Thank you, Jesus. So remember that he reveals Jesus to us. He testifies of Jesus. He reveals them to us. He reveals the word. So everything that the Holy Spirit does or that tells us, it will be in line with the word of God. Quickly, number 6, before we stand up, he said, Holy Spirit has a teaching ministry, and he will teach us. He will teach us things. Everything that we need, he has the capacity to teach us, because he is the one that is the spirit that powers the mind of Christ. Hello? The Spirit of God is the Spirit that powers the mind of Christ. So, he will teach you chemistry. He will teach you physics. He will teach you marketing. He will teach you building. He will teach you everything. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 26, he said, but when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He will teach you all things. Say all things. Remember in Acts chapter 8, also, the Ethiopian eunuch. Remember, it was the Holy Spirit that told Philip and had empowered him to catch up with him. And he taught him that book of Isaiah. The man was reading it. He'd been reading it for years. without any understanding. But when the Holy Spirit came, he was guided into the truth. And through that day, I mean, through that encounter, his salvation came. I see your salvation coming in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. One another important ministry of the Holy Spirit is that he is the ministry that enhances the protections of the believers. See, protection of the believers. See, he helps us in that area. And remember that we are living in a dark and wicked world now. He works for the protection of the believers. There are people that are laughing with you that are saying, hey, but inside them, they are saying, hey, I hope it is finished for him. Like one man said, that when people, when they say yes, sir, to you, they're saying yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Yoruba means that shift for us. Let's go, man. You know? So, but the Holy Spirit, number one, he will reveal the true state of their heart to you. Hello? Sometimes he will teach you what to do or even what to say. Sometimes he will tell you that when you have an encounter with that man or that woman, the way he's been handling your case, just keep quiet and watch. Let him do the talking. And as he's talking, he will just what, put himself into trouble by talking too much to you. And you just get 1 point and just speak. If you just talk now, bam, you floor him. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. In Psalms 105, verse 13. Psalms 105, verse 13. He said, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, he suffered or did not allow, he allowed no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. He anointed them. You know, to anoint means that the word anointing literally in Hebrew means to rub oil on something. Hello? So, when the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon you, every time the devil comes, remember that we say, when I see the blood, I will pass over. The trouble sees you and what? He takes off. Because he knows that he will be reproved for your sake in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. So, the Holy Spirit is involved in the protection of the believers. We need him so much in that area, especially in this dispensation, sir. Hello? We need him so much, oh. This time around, wickedness is so much, it's everywhere. The government circles, they sit down, the legislature sit down, they are not making any law that will even improve their people. They are making laws that will make their own pocket to be rich, to become bigger. Hello? So it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal such things to you. So that you know the right step to take. There are companies that they are about to go down, and they say they're just dangling their shares. They say, "Ah, let me buy the shares." You know, you know, it's true. It's not true. You see that inwardly they are already in trouble. They just want to sell the share and run away and put the burden on you. But the Holy Spirit will show you before times. Yeah, don't mind them. Hello, if there's a time we need it now, so that we won't run into a ditch. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit adequate enough. He has the capacity. You remember in Acts chapter 20 and verse 22. He said, and now, behold, I go bound. You see, he was telling me, he was one that gathered Paul unto that free life. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take this very, 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 very seriously. The ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We cannot do without him. And lastly, he teaches us to pray. You don't know what to pray for. You're praying, oh God, give me rice. And say, God says, it's not rice you need. I want you to pray to get the company that is producing the rice. Hello? Yeah. Involve you in your prayer. Don't just pray, blah, 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 blah. You know, prayer is not a monologue. You know monologue? That is just one-way direction. You're talking, it's children that does that. It's dialogue. It involves you talking to God and hearing from God. Hello? So don't make your prayer life a boring life. That's why people say it's boring to pray. Because it's just one way. Everything he prays for is, oh God, I want this. Oh God, say, no, sit down. Let's talk. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Yes, what are we saying? Yes, that issue that I've been taking, that's prayer. Hello? He teaches us to pray. Romans 8:26. He said, likewise. That is in Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for, as we ought to know it. But the Spirit himself, he maketh intercession for us with groanings we cannot be uttered. See, there are some things you want to tell some things sometimes, but you lack adequate word. Have you ever been in that situation? Because our vocabulary is so limited. Hello? It's only, that's why I said, if you are not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, pray for it. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Bring out depth. There are things you need to pray for, sir. Let's begin to give him glory and give him praise. Yes, exalting. He said, he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to you. So he helps you to pray, and also he prays for you. So engage him in your prayer life. That is in Romans 8, 26 through to 27. He said, the Spirit, he helps our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for, as we ought to know, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That cannot be, you can't speak it out. It is too deep. Hallelujah. It's too deep, sir. Let's begin to give him praise. Exalt him. Exalt him. Lift him up. Magnify his holy name. Let us thank him for the manifestation of his power, because I know that none of us shall remain the same. We are going to another realm with our walk with God. Something new is happening in us. God is going to be revealing things to us, things to come, showing us the way to go. That, no, my son, don't go for that. Go for this. No, this one that you think is not working is the one that is going to work. Stay with it. It may not look like it right now. I want you to pray. Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you. Holy Spirit, I want more of you. I want more of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want more of you. Holy Spirit, I want more of you. I want more of you. Mafetaya gada. I want more of you. Rimbasketeye gede. I want more of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabashi kete yegede gede. Ila sata yala baka tozo sosote yede. Thank you, Jesus. Before we depart, let me just read the scripture for us. In Isaiah 44. Oh, thank you, Lord. Isaiah 44. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. He said, yet now. Are we there? I have it on the screen. Isaiah, starting from verse 1. Say, yet now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Have you been chosen? Yes. Have you been chosen?
Yes.
Yes, be confident about that. You're not supposed to think about that before even you know it. Hello? Yes. I hear me. You belong to royal priesthood. You may say, but we're talking about Jacob. Yes, you are in Jacob. Hello? He said, thus said the Lord that made thee and that formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Say, the Lord will help me. He said, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, which I have chosen. See, this was word of encouragement. Come, say, fear not. Say, I have chosen you, fear not. He said, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, and will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourse. You know, if you are familiar with Africa, during the dry season, no matter how dry other places is, those grass that are the watercourse, do they dry? No. They are evergreen. So shall it be for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave the condition. He said, you will thirst for the Spirit. He will pour the Spirit upon you, and when the Spirit is poured upon you, then He will guide you to the place where you will thrive all day long. You do get it now. He said, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and upon what? And floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thee, and my blessing upon thy offspring." You know, the Holy Spirit is the one that is the spirit behind the blessing of God. The blessing cannot work without the Spirit, sir. Hello? Thank God the Lord has been speaking, especially concerning 2008. But brethren, because next month we're going to be spending time to just praise God and give him time for the whole year. But this is the foundation for you, though. I'm telling you, don't joke with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Follow me. Look beyond the speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is good. We need it. We must all embrace it. But see the practicality of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. I mean, day-to-day work. He said he will guide you into what? Into blessing. He said you will be like what? That like the grass that they planted what? By that river course. You will always be green in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray lastly. I say, Lord, I thirst for more of you. Baptize me. Release afresh upon me your Spirit. I want fresh impact, fresh release of your Spirit. And we give you thanks today. Father, I pray that afresh you will baptize this congregation with your Spirit. They cried unto you, and you baptized them. Lord, we need you. We need you. Our children need you. Oh God, we need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need more of you. Fill us afresh and let your name be glorified. Therefore, go in peace in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Return with testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, you will not weep in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, they will not turn you down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, you will not receive a bad report in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, heaven will open for the release of your expectations in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Strange order of divine favor shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
I cover your family with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
The Bible said, as they move from nation to nation, he suffered no one to do them wrong, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Everyone that thinks evil concerning you, the judgment acts of God fall upon that devil in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.